UNICEF is the first association regrouping all forms of violence. And if you need a lawyer, if you need medicine, if you need psychological help, this association helps all women, all type of violence in one place. So it's totally new. It's from 2014, and it's a challenge for this association, because every woman can come with different types of violence, and we are dedicated to help women from the beginning of the violence, the beginning cycle, to the end, with a detox, the shock zone, to help them to rebuild herself and bring back in the society. So that's why it's totally new.
Last week, the Haut Conseil d'égalité entre femmes et hommes presented its report that it had collected information over the previous year, and they presented their report last week. And one of the things they focused on in French society was humour and how sexism is very present in radio, TV, internet. And I was wondering, for you, what is the link between sexism in everyday life and violence against women?
Yeah. In France, sexism exists through different aspects, from the sadly ordinary until to the sexual assault. And of course, it's not acceptable from the sexism. It's not acceptable at all. Among them, sexist tropes are particularly vicious, because they use the so-called humor to reinforce gender stereotypes, insist on supposed sex roles, minimize or legitimate inequalities and violences, also preserve an hostile climate in the society and depreciate each woman and win their self-confidence. And according to the French HCE, the High Council for Equality, 1.2 million women in France have been victims of sexist insults, and this is unacceptable. Even if sexist jokes are often considered as humor, it's vital to condemn them as much as possible, because they usually are followed by sexist comments, possibly becoming sexist acts, etc., etc. So we need to fight against that kind of humour.
Now, speaking of humour, one of the mascots of Women's Safe is a stand-up comedian, Florence Foresti. And now she's someone who's quite known for saying what she thinks. Mm-hmm. She's a very strong-spoken woman. And did you feel that for Women's Safe it was important to also use humour and a stand-up comedian to pass your message out to the public?
Yeah, we think that humor, when nicely done, is brilliant way to inform, reassure, and connect people. It helps to decompress, to express some hidden feelings through the laughing sometimes. And Florence Foresti is also very popular, and her support is essential to the cause. It helps women safe being known, and this helps women in need to find a viable solution. For us, it's really important, and we are really proud of what Florence helps to be done.
Your association is also reaching out to men to say play an important role.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, men, here again, there is a big lack of data. But we do have indicators attending that men are actually more and more responsive. For example, they massively came to walk alongside women on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women.
Which was in November, right? November last year.
Yeah, in November, Nevertheless, the situation remains terrible. In France, 6 women have been killed by their husbands since the beginning of the year, 20 days ago. Oh. And we don't need men to support us against violences. We need them to stop being violent. Mm. And I mean violence of all sorts.
And would you say that technology is playing a role in the increase of harassment and perhaps sexual violence and sexism?
Of course. Sexist comments are even more dangerous today, because there are so many ways to broadcast those kind of contents. The radio, YouTube, print, TV, one-man show. And it's the same problem in advertising, you know. So it contributes a lot to the harassment regarding women. So we need to be honest, to be respectful, and to think about the digital way we consume pop culture content and that kind of life.
These are the sort of subjects that need to be thought about in schools. Have you approached the school system to be able to talk to young people, for example, to educate them about these sorts of things?
We need to act at different level. I think the sensibilization, the prevention, education, all part of the society need to include that kind of cause and remain accessible on the way for big hope. When you have a look about the HCR, they identified five axes to fight sexism. We need to measure it, so finance inquiries. We need to understand it, the communication campaigns and sensibilization. We need to condemn it, so as citizens and as judges. We need also to help the victims out, such as Women Safe and other associations, but they are underfinanced. So as a woman and as a woman, feminist and activist, I do believe that communication is a major tool to eradicate sexism. The day will stop depreciating, sexualizing, underrepresenting, and erasing women in our communication, we'll finally have the possibility to break the stereotypes that cause sexist behaviors. In August 2018, France adopted new sexual violence law in order to stop sexual harassment. Basically, this Chapa law coming after our minister's name makes street harassment an offense called outrage sexist, raises the statutes of limitation on sex crimes against children from 20 to 30 years. And in September, a man was even convicting of street harassment for the first time under the new law and fined €300. But repression is not a viable solution. Prevention is, from point of view. Even if legislative adjustments are essential to guarantee everyone's safety, I think the main problem is a mentality issue that needs to be solved through education and communication. And as recommended by the ICO, Women's World Wide Web, Mediterranean Women's Fund, or La Fondation des Femmes, and our Economic, Social, and Environment Council, I clearly ask more than that. I will ask €1 billion to be allocated by the government to finally organize an equality plan. We need more data. We need more communication. We need more training for the professionals, more funding for the associations, more ways for women to get right on the violence. We need every channel, every group, every actor to be involved in that equality plan for the next year. It's important to understand that sexist insults are a form of violence, and women should know that they have the right to be helped.